feel that way. John chapter number 11. Amen. We'll begin reading in verse number 32. The Bible said, "Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see Jesus. And the Bible says, Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha and the sister of him that was dead said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him and let him go. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you tonight. God, we're thankful for your grace and mercy, Lord, all that you've done for us. I pray tonight, God, not for our glory, not for our edification tonight, but God, for your glory, amen. For you, Lord, I pray that you bless these hearts. I pray that you give them strength. God, touch every heart. If there's one here tonight that's lost, would you save them? Would you sanctify? Would you fill with your Holy Ghost? In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. You couldn't believe I was a sound man back home. I can't even get this thing on here. All right. Amen.
Thank God. Most of us are familiar tonight with this account here in the Bible. I believe it's an actual Bible account. Amen. How about you? Amen. I believe it's history. You know, a lot of people, they talk about Bible stories, but I believe this is very much history. Amen. This actually happened here. Amen is what I'm trying to say. We're mostly familiar with this. We've heard it over and over in Sunday school. Many preachers have preached from this. And if you bear with me tonight, I'd like to preach just a simple message on loose them and let them go. Amen. On loose them and let them go. We all know the story here, how Mary and Martha, their brother was dying. He was sick, and they sent for Jesus to come and to heal him, or to come and to see him, because he was in this situation. He made the request known. And many of you tonight, you had many people probably praying for you before you ever got saved, before you ever come to the house of God. Somebody had already stood up and already said, you know, pray for so-and-so, or pray for so-and-so. Amen. They need help from God. Well, you see, Mary and Martha, hey, when they sent for Jesus and said, your friend Lazarus is dying. Amen. He's dying. He's at the point of death. He's sick unto death. Amen. Oh, but we know that Jesus, lingered a little bit in a few places there. Amen. He didn't just come all of a sudden. And so many times you and I, we think that because God doesn't come to our rescue right then, then he's not going to move. Amen. I preached this morning on there is still hope. Amen. There is still hope tonight. Amen. For everybody. Amen. If anybody needs anything, amen, there is hope. Oh, yes, there is. But many people probably made requests for you and I, amen, probably many times, amen, probably to the point that some folk had already got tired, amen, of hearing your name. Amen, I hope we ain't got that far. Amen, but I tell you what, we need to make requests. Hey, we need to tell, amen, our church, amen, that we got people in our family that's dying and going to hell. And we need to get concerned about that. And we need to get concerned. Oh, we know that once Jesus got there, amen, that Lazarus was dead. Amen. He was dead. He was dead already 4 days, the Bible said. Amen. I just want to testify to you just a few minutes tonight. Amen. I remember how it was when I was dead. Do you? I remember how it was when I was lost and when I was undone. Amen. I had no joy. Had no peace. Amen. I knew if I died, I already told you I'd went to hell. Amen. I knew that. Amen. I've been taught that if you die lost, you're going to go to hell. Amen. I didn't have no joy. Didn't have no peace. I was full of guilt. Amen. I was full of shame. I was full of sin. Amen. I had all kinds of condemnation upon me. Amen. I was just bound. Amen. I was bound and fast in chains. Amen. I was plumb miserable. Amen. I've heard my pastor testify time and time again. Amen. He said time and time before he got saved, he didn't even realize, he didn't even understand why he was even alive. Amen. He didn't even know why he was even put here. He didn't even know why he was ever born. I mean, he had no purpose in life. Amen. I've heard him say that many times. Amen. Before he come to the altar of prayer. Amen. That's where I was. I can say that's where I was. Amen. I didn't know why I was alive. Amen. I didn't know why I was having, amen, why I was in such trouble. Amen. Why I was in such care. Amen. I'm going to testify just a second to you here. I never smoked one cigarette. Amen. Never drunk one little bit of alcohol. Amen. Never did any kind of drugs. Amen. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on Jesus. Amen. If you have, amen, if you've been forgiven, amen, then it's gone. Amen. Never to be remembered no more. Amen. Thank God for that. Oh, yes, but I was still miserable, even though I hadn't done those things, amen, that people had already done. Amen. That I already knew that they had done. Amen. You see, I went to public school all my life. Amen. I remember, amen, just in middle school. Amen. Late in elementary school. Amen. All the sin that was filtering in. Amen. I'm glad I didn't get mixed up in none of that. Amen. I'm glad I didn't get a hold of me. Amen. It tried to destroy me that way. Amen. I already had enough condemnation. Amen. I had already done it. The Bible tells us. Amen. That the Son did not condemn. Jesus did not come, amen, to condemn the world, but the world was already condemned. Amen. It's already condemned. Oh, yes, there's people already on their way to hell, amen, if they never, amen, drink a fifth of whiskey, amen, if they never, amen, smoke one cigarette, amen, there's people on their way to hell. Amen. I remember that. Amen. I was working for a payday of eternal punishment. Oh, yes, I was. I was working. Oh, a lot of people don't think about that. Oh, but if you get out in this world, oh, the devil puts you to work. Amen. He puts you to work. He puts you, amen, gets you in all kinds of activities. Amen. It tries to get you the place. Oh, I've said this many times. There's people, amen, that have been dealt with as a young child. Oh, God's dealt with their heart. Amen. I remember that wooing touch. Amen. As I remember going to the Holiness Church as a young boy. Amen. And seeing those getting the unction of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And crawl up down the aisles. Amen. And shout under the anointing. Amen. I remember that when there were still some good folk. Amen. Still some good holiness people. Amen. There in the church of God. I remember that. Oh, yes, I do. And God dealt with me. Amen. Many of you tonight, probably God dealt with you as a small child, but you see the enemy's come to steal. Amen. He's come to steal that away. Amen. If if he can steal that as a child, even as a youth, even if he can steal that, oh, he can kill us. Even if many of us ended up dead, even his ultimate goal was to destroy us in the end. Oh, that's what his goal is every time. Even to steal, to kill, and destroy. Even I remember I was like that. Oh, yes, I was. Oh, yes, I was. Amen. I probably told a few lies. Amen. Before in my life. Amen. I probably, amen, done a lot of things. Amen. Like that. Amen. I was miserable. Amen. I didn't want to do no sin no more. Amen. I didn't want to live. Just like I said, every time the preacher would give the altar call, my hand would go up. Amen. I wanted to get saved. Amen. I knew I'd go to hell. Amen. I wanted Jesus, amen, to take my sin away. Amen. I remember being there. Amen. Do you remember there? Amen. If I give this microphone tonight to you, amen, probably you could tell us of all kinds of things, amen, that you got mixed up in and the devil had you do it. Amen. Maybe some of you didn't even know anything about God. Amen. But the devil, amen, had you bound. Amen. Had you in chains. Amen. I'm going to jump pause for just a minute. Amen. Say this if you're lost tonight. Amen. I say Jesus can deliver you. Amen. He can. Amen. But all, we've been there. And we've been right there in the midst of chains. Amen. Right there in the midst of bondage. Amen. Right there. Amen. Working for that payday of eternal heartache. Amen. Working for the payday of death. Amen. The Bible tells the wages of sin is death. Amen. I was there. I know what it's like to be there. Amen. Yes, I do. Amen. You can remember that pain that you felt. You can remember the heartache. You can remember the despair. You can remember the trouble, amen, that you was having. And you'd probably agree with everything I've already said tonight. Amen. You were miserable. Amen. You just didn't know what to do. Amen. You didn't even know why you were alive. Amen. The devil's even told probably one of or two of you tonight, amen, that just go ahead and kill yourself. Amen. Go ahead and get rid of yourself. Amen. There ain't no use in you living anyway. Amen. Yeah, the devil's told a lot of us that. Amen. There ain't no use in living. Amen. Nobody in this world cares about you. Amen. Not even God. Oh, that's what the devil will tell you. Maybe you can agree with me tonight. Amen. We were buried in heartache. Amen. I'm preaching tonight. Amen. Just let them. Or loose them and let them go. Amen. Loose them and let them go. And you see, we were buried. Amen. As they buried Lazarus. Amen. I'm trying to relate this to this story here, this account. Amen. Lazarus was dead, been dead for 4 days. Amen. Many of us were dead for years. Hey, many of us were dead for years. Amen. The grave was already shut up. Amen. You see that old guilt. Amen. It buried us. Amen. All the heartache, it buried us. All the shame, it buried us. Amen. Maybe drugs and alcohol and immoral activity, fornication. Amen. It buried us in music. Amen. It brought, amen, us to that tomb. Oh, yes, it did. Amen. And finally, they rolled the stone of hopelessness over the door. Amen. They rolled the stone of hopelessness over the door. Amen. There's no hope for him. Oh, yes. Amen. I just can't say they're Christians. Amen. If I did, I'd be lying. Oh, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right about now. Amen. And hopelessness. Amen. It's been rolled over the door. Amen. No way out. Amen. Darker than a dungeon. Amen. Darker. Amen. Than a dungeon. Couldn't even cry out for yourself. Amen. Couldn't do nothing for yourself. Hallelujah. Couldn't do anything. Amen. And some people have said, I've heard it. Amen. There's no hope for them. There's no use in trying to talk to them. No use in trying to talk to them. Oh, my sister, she's lost tonight. I thought there's really no hope for my sister just in just thinking that. I didn't ever give up on her like some folk have. And I remember My mama made a comment when I began to bring light home. She said, I don't want her turning out like you. See, I began to bring holiness home and light home. And my mama made that comment, and she's eating words right now. Amen. She's eating them, and I ain't said nothing to her. I don't believe we ought to just throw stuff like that in people's face. Amen. But, you know, everybody seemed to probably give up hope on her. But we asked, me and my wife, we asked her, said, you need to come to youth camp. Amen. You need to come to youth camp. We knew she was living in sin, knew she was doing things she shouldn't have done. Amen. But we asked her, you come on to youth camp. First night of youth camp, God fell in that place. They were singing that song. Amen. There is a river. Amen. There is a river. Amen. Here she come to the altar. Amen. The first night, amen, got saved. Amen. The next night, amen, she come. And my wife was getting a good blessing. We were praying for her. And it seemed like that, I'm saying my wife, but we wasn't married at the time. That's right. They weren't married at the time. Amen. But just correct that real quick. One guy asked me one time, he said, how long have you been married? Amen. Because I had talked about my wife, but we wasn't married at that time. Amen. And she had come to youth camp. Samantha was getting a blessing. Amen. And my sister, she just got to crying, got to weeping. And, you know, God just got all over. And we thought, man, she's made a start. Amen. She's made a start. Oh, yeah, did. I didn't give up hope on her. Oh, but then later on in time went on. Amen. It seemed like she was wandering away. Amen. She even testified and said, amen, if I go back into that, I know I'll be lost. Amen. She's always said that. Amen. She said, you and Samantha's right. Amen. You and her's right. Amen. If you go back out on God, you're going to go to hell. Amen. She said that. She agreed to that. Amen. But oh, a little bit later on, God was trying to help her. Amen. God was trying to keep her from a lot of pain. Amen. She backslid. Amen. She went back out on God, and she went head over heels. Amen. In sin. Amen. She went head over heels. And since she ended up pregnant out of wedlock, amen, ended up even miserable. Amen. Ended up depressed. She still lays in the bed. Can't hold out on a good job. Amen. Lays in the bed depressed. Amen. And hopelessness has been rolled over her door. Amen. Oh, but I don't give up hope on her. Amen. I don't give up hope on anybody. Amen. I tell you, that's not but one sin. Amen. Or two sins that can ever not be forgiven. Amen. That's blaspheming the Holy Ghost and suicide. Amen. Because you sure can't get forgiveness for murder. Amen. When you're going on to meet the judgment. Amen. And I believe anybody else. Amen. It's ever. Amen. Don't matter what they've done. Amen. It don't matter what stones roll over their door. Amen. There is hope. Amen. One preacher preached one time, why there's hope, there's still life. And we've heard a lot of people say, why there's still life, there's hope. Amen. But while there's still hope, amen, there's still life. Amen. They can still life come. Oh, from that situation that seems so hopeless. Amen. I'll get back to this now. Amen. That's where you and I were. Amen. We were caught up in the same mess, in the same traps, in the same sins. Amen. That stone of hopelessness was rolled over our door. We've been, as I already said, longer than 4 days. We've been there for some time in a prison, bound in grave clothes, bound in fetters, bound in grave clothes. Oh, God, help us tonight. Amen, I remember that. Amen, I never want to forget that. Amen, that stone of hopelessness was rolled over our door. If you know anything about the Bible, amen, in the eastern part of the world, when somebody dies, amen, they call in wailers. Amen, those that are around, they begin to wail. Amen, they even hire them in. Amen. They even hire them in. They even hire them to come. Amen. And scream and wail. Amen. And for you and I tonight, the wailers had already been called in. Amen. No hope for you. Amen. You're dead. And you're not getting out ever. Amen. You're not. Don't never get delivered. Amen. You're going to be in that dungeon forever. Amen. And ever. And one day be cast into the lake of fire. It felt like there were no hope at all. And I remember that like it was yesterday. And I never want to forget it. Oh, but it's Jesus. Oh, as Jesus stood there that day. Amen. As Jesus stood there that day. Oh, yeah, first thing, we need to roll the stone away. Amen. Need to roll the stone away. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you glad that somebody stood up for you and said, roll that stone away? Amen. Not only, amen, did it give you a way of escape, but it gave you a way that light could come in. Amen. We know the light we're talking about tonight is Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the light. Amen. That said, roll that stone away. Amen. Get rid of every hindrance that could ever hinder me. Amen. Yeah. Amen. You get out of here, devil. Amen. You've got no hold on them no more. Amen. They're mine. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. That stone of hopelessness rolled off of the door. Amen. Oh, we could see that Jesus, amen, was our only hope. Amen. We called unto Him. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes. And we called unto Him. Amen. At that day, and we cried. And we come to an altar of prayer. And we ask God to come into our heart and save us. Amen. And not only Jesus just didn't stand there. You know, we're not serving a dead God tonight, are we? Oh, we're not serving a dead God. Amen. But Jesus, just as He said, Lazarus, amen, come forth. Amen. He said, Scott, amen, come forth. Amen. He said, George, amen, come forth. Amen. He said, you and you and you, amen, come forth. Amen. Out of the grave. Amen. Yeah, light has come in. Amen. I'll come to you. Amen. And tonight you can come out. Oh, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, whoa. Amen. I just believe in obeying the Lord. I hope you feel the same. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. I remember that day. Amen. I was in the little Baptist church in the little Sunday school room. Amen. Downstairs. Amen. That Sunday, you say that Sunday school ain't important. I say it's important. Amen. Yeah, I do. Amen. I believe in it. Hey, we ought to be in Sunday school. We ought to have our children in Sunday school. Amen. I just in that little Sunday school room that morning. Amen. I heard my name. Amen. He said, Scott, amen, it's time now. Amen. You've been dead too long. Amen. Come out of the grave, thank God. Oh, rise and come forth. Oh, we can remember that like it was yesterday. Amen. We never forget that. Amen. That God brought us out. Amen. With a high hand. Amen. God touched us in such a way. Amen. That all we can tell it to others. And it can have great effect on them. It can touch them in a great way. Amen. I remember that. Oh, we can shout it. Amen. And say, oh, happy day. Amen. Thank God Jesus found me. Amen. We were finally delivered and no more. Amen. Did the grave hold us fast? Amen. We were yet alive. We were yet alive. Amen. We were, yeah, we it was a brand new day. Oh, yes. I remember going to school after that. Amen. I had a little old cassette, you don't laugh at me. I had a little old cassette player. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, I don't believe, if you go to these concerts and singing groups and all that stuff, hey, when you however you feel like God convicts you, you do. Amen. But I stay away from them. Amen. Sister Peg, she don't do nothing for me, if you know what I mean. Amen. No more. Amen. No more. Oh, but you see, as I was there, and God had helped me to that place. I didn't know any better. I put a little tape of the McCamey's in. That's the only gospel music I had. Amen. I listened to that. I'd take that thing. Amen. I listened to that. I knew it was a brighter day. Amen. It was a brighter day. God had opened up the light of heaven to me. Amen. No more was I bound. No more was I going to hell. Amen. I was on my way to heaven. I was on my way to the glory land. Amen. Couldn't wait till I got there. Oh, yeah. I remember that. But what I want us to remember tonight and how I want to help us, if the Lord will, amen, is Lazarus did not come out a leaping and a shouting and a running and a dancing. He didn't come out, amen, leaping and running and shouting and dancing. But the Bible said, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. You say, preacher, you're saved. Yeah, I'm saved. Amen, I'm delivered now. No more am I going to hell. Amen, no more am I on the broad way, but I'm now on the straight way. Now I'm on the narrow way. Now I'm seeking out the old path. But as I look across our churches and as I preached in several of them already, hey, when I can see that many folk are saved and many people are saved, hey, we can rejoice and shout all night long about that. Amen. And I like to run. I like to dance. I like to shout. Don't you think I'm not for that? Amen. Because I like to do it. Amen. If God does it tonight, amen, I'll do it anyway. Amen. Yes. Oh, but you see, as we go to and fro, amen, across this country and see people, amen, in our holiness churches, I'm not preaching to the worldly church. Neither am I preaching to the lost tonight. Hey, but you get in here and help me just a little while tonight. Oh, but I'm preaching. Amen. On loose some and let them go. There's a lot of folk, amen, that are still bound. They're not bound with things that will send them to hell all per se. They're not bound with their television no more. They're not bound with their booze. They're not bound with their cigarettes. Amen. They're not bound with their dirty magazines. Amen. They're not bound, amen, by the devices that are common and surely would send us to hell. Amen. They're not bound by those no more. Amen. But they're bound merely by the grave clothes. If you could see Lazarus come forth that day, he wasn't a running, he wasn't a shouting. Amen. But he was bound. Amen. Had a napkin over his head. Amen. He'd probably come out there hopping. Amen. Couldn't do anything. Amen. Couldn't do nothing. Amen. Yet was very much alive. Amen. His body had probably already been stinking. It had already been decaying. Amen. Oh, but yet, amen, he was moving. Yet he was moving. Amen. And many of us came out moving. Amen. Maybe us come out moving. Amen. Just a little bit at a time. Amen. Just a little bit at a time. Oh, but you see, amen, we have had a great experience with God. Amen. Many of us have. Amen. But some of us allow the grave clothes to hinder us. We allow the grave clothes to hold us fast. Oh, God. You see, they were marks. There were some scars that we obtained in sin. There were some different things that we, because of the foolishness of us, amen, we did some things that probably we should have never done. Amen. And I want you to tell me anything tonight. I want to know what you've done. I don't care to know. Hey, I don't care to know your scars. It's better to not even talk about it. Amen. But oh, I can tell you something. If you never ever think about it, if you never even talk about it, amen, ever again, amen, that does not, oh, keep the enemy, amen, from talking. Amen, that does not, amen, I'm preaching about the grave clothes tonight. Amen, those things, amen, those scars, those pains, we felt in sin, amen, it quiet. Amen. They can hold us fast. And yeah, we're saved. Yeah, we're redeemed. Yeah, we're happy. Amen. But there's still some things, amen, that hold us fast. Amen. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12 and verse number 10. Amen. He calls him the devil, the accuser of the brethren. And the Bible said, which accused him before God day and night. Oh, he comes. He comes a-knocking. Amen. Just he went to the throne of God for Job. Amen. He goes daily on your behalf. He goes nightly on your behalf. Amen. He said, amen. He tells God, do you remember what they've done? Amen. God says, no. Glory to God. Amen. Do you remember what they done? You shouldn't be blessing them that way. Amen. And you know what? Amen. God said, I remember nothing you say. Amen. I don't remember nothing you say. Amen. He sees he ain't winning with God. Amen. Then it comes to you. See, he tries to fix you on that end. Oh, but then he comes to your end. Oh, you see, God, he can't fail. Woo! Amen. God can't fail. Amen. God won't fail. Oh, and he's never, ever, 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 ever going to ever, amen, let us go to hell. Amen. If we've been saved. Amen. But you see what? Amen. If anybody ever goes to hell, amen, they'll go to hell because of their choice. And you see, the devil will come to us. The devil will come to you. Amen. Because you can fix your part. Amen. Because you can help your part. Amen. He comes to you. And he says, do you remember? Do you remember? Do you remember that Friday evening that you left your house in a rage? Do you remember that when you went to the bar and you stayed out all week? Do you remember when you didn't bring no money home for your children? Do you remember when you sold those shoes and those clothes just to get another high? Do you remember? Amen, do you remember that you spent money, hard-earned money, amen, on booze, amen, on alcohol and drugs? Amen, do you remember? Amen, do you remember that one that you, that night, amen, you got in a brawl, amen, it beat them to the point of death? Amen, do you not remember that? Oh, grave clothes, grave clothes, grave clothes. I'm preaching on grave clothes. Amen. These are the grave clothes that hold us bound. I appreciate that, brother. Amen. These are the grave clothes that hold us bound. Those scars. Amen. Those accusations. God doesn't remember them. God, they're as far as the east is from the west. There's hardly a day that goes by. Hardly a day that goes by that the devil doesn't come to me and doesn't even say, well, heaven, you ain't got no Holy Ghost. You're not sanctified. He comes and he says, you ain't even saved. You see, amen, we cannot help having a bird flying over our head. We can't help him building a nest there. Amen. We can help him or we can destroy him. Amen. Oh, but you see, he'll come. And he'll say, you remember this and you remember that. Amen. He brings that past guilt up. He brings the past shame up. Amen. He tries to get you to remember those things. Amen. That one time was sending you to hell. Amen. But yet tonight, amen, they're just holding you found. He'll tell us God don't even care about you. I ain't been in this way very long. But I can tell you, he's lied to me a time or two too. He's already told me you might as well. And we were in Vanceboro already, and we've had some great revivals. We were Brother Jim Morris. You may know him. Amen. We were with him in Norfolk, Virginia in early of the year. And God helped us in that revival. God touched us and blessed us. And amen. We thought, man, you know, this is great. If this happens all the time. Amen. We come to Vanceboro, and God just poured out his blessings. One sister got healed. Come back the next night. Amen. Says she hadn't had no pain in that place. Amen. I thought, man, this is going high. Hey, when these people, they were having a little bit of church trouble. Hey, when they were having some things going on. Hey, when they were gun shy. Hey, when they got in and helped me. And hey, when got in, amen, and preached. Hey, when got in and testified, got in and prayed in the altar. Hey, when I thought, man, we having some move of God. Hey, when Brother Lucas had called me a few weeks back and he said, can you come right now? We just had an explosion. Hey, we just need you to come start revival if you can. Amen. I said, no, I ain't going to be able to. I got to work this notice out at my job before I get loose from it. Amen. And as I went to, we went over to Brother Luce, I talked to him, man, we're going to get over there. Amen. It's going to blow up. Hey, we're going to go 4 months in revival. Hey, we're going to have just an outpouring. Hey, people get saved and sanctified, baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hey, but you know what happened? Hey, when I got over there with great expectations, amen. The devil put an old cold on me. Amen. Couldn't hardly preach. Amen. Couldn't hardly preach. Amen. I had my nose was running so bad. It would just hinder me. Amen. I was in such terrible shape. Amen. Didn't preach good at all. Felt like. Amen. Wasn't doing nothing. And felt like even going back home. Amen. Give me a job. And felt like. Amen. The devil said, you might as well do it. Amen. You might as well just go back home. Hey, you see, God's not going to help you. Hey, God's not going to touch you. Hey, but let me tell you something. He's lied to me, too. He's told me over and over and over, you'll never make it. You're never going to get there. Amen. And yet, amen, we're bound in grave clothes. Yet, those scars are holding us back. Hey, when does that mean I'm not saved? Hey, when does that mean I'm not sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost? Hey, when baptized in fire, called to preach? Hey, does that mean I'm not that? Hey, when no, not at all. Hey, when you see if people don't believe the devil talks to you, hey, when they probably ain't even saved. Amen. Oh, because when you're saved, hey, when that old enemy comes and talking, hey, when he tells you all kinds of nonsense, and try to put you in the place, amen, that you were once in. You see, we're not lost tonight. You see, we're not lost. Amen. You see, we're saved. Amen. We're rejoicing in that. Amen. But yet, hey, we come service after service. Amen. Bound in grave clothes. Amen. Those scars. Amen. I remember time and time again. Amen. Just coming to the altar just for a little blessing. Amen. Coming to the altar just for a little touch. Oh, right before I got there. Amen. The devil said, you remember so-and-so, so-and-so. And I'd say, yeah, I remember that. Amen. He'd keep talking. Amen. And before long, amen, I'd stay my 2 minutes that we're so... Amen. In our churches today, we're just so used to staying. Amen. 2 minutes, 5 minutes. Amen. I stayed my lit. Amen. I got back up and I went to my seat. Amen. I tell you, that's happened to me a time or two. Amen. It's happened to me. Amen. Yeah, when you bow to, amen, you're sitting there out at the end of the pew. Amen. The preacher's preaching, the singers are singing. Amen. You're sitting there right on the edge of the pew. If you moved anymore, you'd be on the floor. Amen. You're just ready to jump up at any time. Amen. Run and shout and have yourself a fit. Oh, but at that time, amen, the devil says, amen, you remember. Oh, grave clothes.
keeping us bound. Grave clothes keeping us bound. Oh, I tell you what. Amen. I'm very much holiness. Amen. Very much. Amen. I believe in it 100%. Amen. But I tell you what. I'm also Pentecostal. Amen. I believe. Amen. All the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm very much. Amen. A Pentecostal believing saint. Amen. But you know what? Amen. You know what? Amen. In our holiness churches, it seems like every Pentecost experience of Pentecost, amen, is going further and further and further and further away. Amen, the reason for it is it's grave clothes. Oh, yes. Amen, grave clothes. Amen, are holding us bound. Grave clothes are holding us bound. Grave clothes are not what's taking us, or what will not take us to hell, in the sense, because we're saved, we're doing what we ought to do. But grave clothes are a hindrance. Grave clothes are a hindrance. You see, Paul himself said, lay aside every weight also. Amen, the sin and the weight that so easily doth beset us. He said, lay the weights aside too. But also, he said, and Paul, amen, when he was Saul, amen, he had put a lot of persecution on the church. He had done a lot of things, caused a lot of saints heartache. Amen. Probably murdered some of the same people. Amen. Some of the same people had them murdered. Amen. Some of the same people that maybe even, some of their family members that he pastored and evangelized to. Amen. And probably so many times. Amen. He told Paul. Amen. Paul. Amen. Do you remember that one that you come in that night? Amen. And she was shouting. Amen. She was rejoicing. Amen. And you looked at her. Amen. You looked at the soldier. And you said, put her to death. Oh, do you remember that, Paul? Amen. Oh, Paul. Yeah, he remembered that. Amen. Yeah, he never got away from it. Amen. Probably that haunted him. Amen. Grave clothes. Amen. But you know what Paul said? Amen. He says, brethren, I count not myself to apprehend it. Amen. I'm not there yet. Amen. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Oh, I'm going to forget everything behind the cross. Everything behind that cross, I'm forgetting it. Amen. And I'm going to reach forth to those things. But grave clothes. But, amen. But no, I'm going to reach past that. Amen. And there's so many services we come in and we leave the same way. We come in hobbling and we leave hobbling. Sometimes we come in wrapped up, and sometimes they've got to set us in a wheelchair and roll us out because we've got worse. Amen. We've got words. Amen. You tie a man's hands together and a man's feet together, and you tell him to go a long ways, and he'll not go very far. Amen. If us in our Christian experience does not get rid, amen, do not get rid, amen, of the grave clothes, amen, then we're going to hurt ourselves. Amen. We're not going to get the blessings we need. Amen. I said the blessings we need. Amen. I need blessings. Amen. Just like you do. Amen. The blessings we need, we're not going to get our healings. Oh, we're not going to get our healings in my wife. The devil, she'll have listened to the devil that night. And we don't know if God had ever healed her. Amen. If the devil would have said, amen, you ain't worthy to get healed. Amen. If she would have stood in her pew. Amen. The devil would have kept talking to her. Amen. She would have been bound. Amen. But I'm telling you what, tonight, church. Amen. As he cried out, amen, to that one Lazarus. Amen. And he said to them, loose him and let him go. Oh, as he said, loose him, and as he said, let him go. Amen. Tonight, Jesus is standing. Amen. Jesus is here. Amen. The good Holy Ghost is here. Amen. And he's saying to us tonight, amen, loose him and let him go. Oh, yes. Yes. Amen. Oh, we've come service after service bound. Amen. Sometimes we get our feet loose. Amen. Sometimes we might get our hands loose. Amen. But tonight, amen, Jesus is saying, amen, loose them and let them go. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Amen. Loose them and let them go. Amen. Sometimes it's easy. Amen. To wave a hand. Amen. Sometimes it's easy. Amen. To shout out glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But sometimes, amen, we still stay bound. Oh, but tonight the Holy Ghost in heaven, I've done heard him. Amen. He's saying, amen, loose them and let them go. Oh. Loose them. Loose them. Oh, the Holy Ghost has come by tonight. Amen. To say you've got, now you don't have to be bound. Amen. You've not got to be bound. Amen. You can have the blessings of God. Amen. You can shout. Amen. You have been redeemed. You have been saved. Amen. We can shout and rejoice over being redeemed. Oh, loose them and let them go. Amen. Loose them and let them go. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Loose them and let them go. As I was studying this, I've never heard this preach before. Amen. They just come to me. Amen. Loose them and let them go. Amen. Just come to me. I ain't preaching somebody else's message. Amen. I like it that way. Amen. I like for the Holy Ghost. Amen. To deal with us. Amen. I didn't know what you were in the need of tonight. It's like I said, I don't know how long you've been saved. I don't know how long you've been. Amen. In the house of God. I don't know how long that the enemy's been warring. I don't know. Amen. But the Holy Ghost of heaven, if you're in that condition, if you're bound, amen, can't seem to get the blessing you want, amen, tonight he's saying, amen, loose them and let them go. Let's stand all over the house of God. Let's stand all over the house of God tonight. Amen. The Holy Ghost of heaven is here. Amen. May if our sister would come. Oh, I tell you what, church. Amen. We don't need to let the devil bind us in grave clothes. Oh, no. Amen. Everybody got their mind on God. Everybody got their mind on the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you tonight. We're thankful for your grace. We're thankful for your mercy, God. We're thankful for all you've done for us. Amen. We're thankful for this service tonight. And how you saved us, how you've redeemed us. Oh, but yet there's sometimes in grave clothes. Amen. Holds us fast. And holds us bound. Oh, but I pray tonight. Amen. That if the Holy Ghost of heaven is speaking, amen, hearts would understand it here. Amen. Come forth and be blessed in the name of Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed tonight. You that already feel the unction come. You that already feel the unction come. Amen. But oh, maybe you don't want nobody to know. And maybe you don't want nobody to know that grave clothes are still holding me. Amen. You let me tell you something. Hey, when you were yet dead, amen, and now you're alive, there's not no shame. Amen. And coming and letting Jesus, amen, loose us, amen, from these grave clothes. Oh, church, I believe God tonight. Amen. I believe somebody's going to get loose. Amen. I believe somebody's going to get a blessing. Oh, yeah, the devil will keep on and on and on and on. But you listen to me. The devil's a liar. The devil's a liar. Situation, there's no trouble, there's no pain, there's nothing that can stand in our way. Oh, let's pray for a season tonight. Amen. I've always said this. We don't need to just come for just because we come. Oh, but we need to come to this altar tonight. I believe you've come. Hey, we need to pray until we pray through. Amen. And pray the grave clothes right on off of us. Amen. Those things that has us bound. Amen. That we might be able to see better. That we might be able to walk better. That we might be able to talk better. Oh, God, help us tonight in the name of Jesus.